Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.amc.org, for July 29th through August 4th, 2017. The Palestinian Authority rejects the recent Israeli plans to build more settlements in occupied West Bank. Israeli attacks this week leave 3 injured civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli troops attacked anti-wall and settlement protests on Friday, organized at a number of West Bank villages. This week, protests were organized in the central West Bank villages of Bil'in, Na'lin, and Dannabi Saleh, in addition to Kufur Kaddoum village in northern West Bank. Israeli soldiers attacked protesters in Dannabi Saleh before even leaving the village. At the nearby villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, residents and their supporters reached the Israeli wall. In Kufur Kaddoum, troops also attacked the villagers and their international supporters at the village entrance. Later, troops stormed the village and fired tear gas at protesters. A part of its continued efforts to bring about peace, Palestinian Authority this week insisted that coordination with Israel will remain frozen. IMMC's Ramin Maghari has more.
Palestinian Authority says that recent Israeli moves to construct new settlement buildings are totally rejected and that peace negotiations with Israel should resume. PA called this week on some international key players, including the US, to pressure the Israeli government to halt those actions before any peace talks could resume. Rejecting such measures, PA asserted that security coordination with Israel will remain frozen until Israel complies. In a different development considered by a senior Palestinian leader as related, U.S. Senate decided this week to cut off yearly financial aid to the Palestinian people. The Senate bill is said to have been stirred by what Senate dubbed as unwanted PA's payment of monthly salaries to Palestinian detainees' families and some other families of those killed in the conflict. At the local Palestinian level, the Islamist Hamas party in Gaza called on the PA in Ramallah to resume governmental responsibilities. Hamas was responding to the Ramallah-based consensus government's demand that Hamas should dissolve an administrative committee of its own to run Gaza. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mirari in Gaza.
Israel this week hands over the bodies of 4 Palestinians killed last month. In the meantime, troops invade farmlands in Gaza. IMMC's Ghassan Banoura reports.
Israeli authorities released the corpses of 4 Palestinians who were killed by Israeli forces during the month of July to their families in the southern occupied West Bank on Friday. The authorities released the corpses of Abdullah Takatka, 24, from Marahim Alla near Bethlehem, and Muhammad Tanouh, 26, from the Takwa town south of Bethlehem to Palestinian Red Crescent crews at the Mazmuria checkpoint east of Bethlehem. Tanouh was killed by Israeli forces on July 20th in Takwa after attempting to carry out a stabbing attack against Israeli soldiers, while Takatka was killed nearly a week ago near the Gosh Atzion junction for allegedly attempting to carry out an attack on Israeli soldiers stationed in the area. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Committee for Civil Affairs confirmed that it had received the corpses of Rafat Herbawi, 29, in Hebron City. Herbawi was killed on July 18th after carrying out a vehicle attack that injured 3 Israeli soldiers. The corpse of Ammar Tirawi, aged 34, a resident of the Ramallah area village of Kufr Ain, was returned at an Israeli checkpoint near the village of Abud near Ramallah. Earlier in the week, dozens of Israeli extremist settlers stormed into the courtyards of Al-Aqsa Mosque early on Monday morning from Al-Mughrabi Gate, guarded by Israeli police, amid more restrictions imposed on Palestinians' entry to the mosque. On Tuesday, several Israeli military vehicles invaded the town of Al-Khadr south of the West Bank city of Bethlehem and clashed with many local youngsters before shooting a Palestinian who was driving his motorcycle and abducted him. During the week, Israeli forces conducted at least 74 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Jerusalem. During these invasions, troops detained at least 83 Palestinian civilians, including 13 children. During these invasions, troops detained at least 83 Palestinian civilians, including 13 children. In Gaza, Israeli soldiers opened fire early Wednesday into Palestinian agricultural lands east of Rafah in the southern part of the Gaza Strip and abducted two Palestinians. Eyewitnesses said that soldiers fired many live rounds into agricultural lands close to the border fence east of Rafah and abducted two Palestinians for approaching the fence. The two were cuffed and blindfolded before the soldiers moved them to unknown destination. For IMC News, this is Hassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for July 29th to August 4th, 2017, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imnc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Rashmawi and me, Iman Abdra Bobanura.